Okay. Good God.
Early in the week.
It's true. So you guys might be wondering, why are we doing this so early? Well, here's your answer. Mostly because I have a show and I need to leave earlier than I thought I was going to be, so that's why we're doing it now instead of Thursday morning. So you get the full Three Rivers recap. It's gonna be awesome. Firstly, and I know from both me and Justin, thank you everybody who came to the show. It was awesome. It was fun. It was everything that I hoped it was going to be this year. What was that? Oh, it was a marker. I was like, what are you hanging a sock? I was like, what is that?
No, it's my
I was like, what are you doing? It really was a blast. Like I can't tell you guys how much I appreciate all the positive response, all of the feedback. Everybody has been good about that. There's already guests that are asking to come back. It's a good time. And like because it was so good, it was easy on the staff. So, it was way less stressful and way less hectic on the staff this year. I think everybody did a great job. I think the staff, very specifically the staff, crushed it. Like you ran the floor very well. Scott ran the ticket booth very well, and then I ran everything else very well. Even Todd pitched in here and there, which is I'm very, very proud of him for making sure that he was a little more team player this year. I really liked it. Amanda gets the boo on because she was irresponsible and did not get to her booth until almost 3 o'clock on Saturday. Way to go, Amanda. Way to go. But I mean, everybody, like seriously, everybody, like the guests, the staff, the vendors, everybody was so good, so nice. I can't thank you guys enough. It's been a great, great time.
And it's awesome that we keep having the majority of the same staff year after year. This is his third year in a row. The majority of this staff has been together. And even though it's only once a year, everybody seems to know their role, work together in harmony, cover for each other when they need to.
Yeah, I don't have to keep re-explaining how to do things to anybody. It's been super cool on that end. And here, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember hearing a single person saying they had trouble parking or that parking was priced out like crazy. I'm being serious. Like I'm not trying to rub it into the naysayers, though, naysayers,
Take that,
whatever.
trolls.
Take that, yeah. But our attendance was higher than last year. It wasn't quite as good as 2 years ago. It was very close though.
Saturday was way busier than we were expecting, especially with everything else going on. And
But
that was an awesome sign.
Sunday was busier than Saturday.
I mean, no, it was a slow going. Like, I think 11:30 is when it started kicking in on Sunday. So we had those couple, what is it? We didn't start until what, 9 on
Oh, 10,
Sunday?
there's same time, 9:30 for the VA or 9:30 for the early entry, and then 10 o'clock for everybody else.
So you had like an hour, 2 hours before, and then it started all like the rest of the day was bam, 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 bam. So, that was good too. It was,
Absolutely.
and even the new people who were, the majority of them were the kids, like my kids were helping, and The senior staff would definitely tell them. If I wasn't telling them what to do, the senior staff would guide them into this is what we've been doing. And it's been, that was great, you know.
The only thing that really, like, I only had to actually, like, kind of correct some staff, like, twice, and it was mostly, like, stop. Like, I was like, you guys can't cluster, like, when you're on the floor, because other people may need help. And other than that, like, other than, I think I only had to say something twice, and it was two different groups, and that was it. After that, everybody was good. The coffee plate, like, Starbucks still sucked. They still
Well,
didn't get me
no.
coffee at the right time.
To be fair, the Sunday they were good. Sunday they redeemed themselves a little bit.
Sunday they were okay until somebody from the red shirt team, who I will not name names, gave Sammy Castillo the entire box of coffee.
Who did that?
I may
Oh.
or may not tell you that it is someone from your clan, but we will we'll just remember that next year we just need to get, like, make sure Sammy knows where it is so she doesn't have to go for it. But she did a great job running the drink and draw, so I didn't I was okay with that.
And
The
she
drink and
gave
draw
you a
was
good deal on
fine.
some art.
Yeah, I mean, she gives everybody a good deal on art, but and you know, and that's a great segue. Let's show off some of the shit we got. So because I am lazy and I wanted to well, actually, like, I have some pictures of some of the pictures that I took from the show, which I took very little, but one of our staff members took a ton. And if while you're showing off your stuff, I may pull some of hers off. But here's a picture of the show. I think this was Saturday. This was pretty cool. Like, this was far, like, way back in the room too. This was the back of the room. So
And you can see in the very front was very busy, you know, so.
As people were migrating back. Yep, here's another picture of about halfway up, same day. I thought it was good. Here's me with Maggie, Marguerite Jean, dressed as Zatanna. I am a sucker for Zatanna, so I had to get a picture with her. Heather, this is my gratuitous. I'm taking the picture with the sign on the board. This is real close to the end of the night on Sunday. You can see that I am super tired.
I think everybody was.
But,
But
right?
I give the David L. That was a that's a beautiful shot of our poster that converted very well in digital format. So,
For
you
sure.
know. And
Yeah,
that
and it was really nice because, like, this is the third year, and I have this same shot every year. And at some point during the day on Saturday, Cash was actually wearing that Daredevil suit, and he sent me a video of him, like, getting into that same position, like, but in front of that, kind of like to the right of where I'm standing. So he's kind of like get it, do the same thing. It was pretty funny.
I only saw him doing the walk of shame, holding his boots,
Oh, that one was
like
really good too. Yeah, he made some
it.
really good, really, really good viral videos. So, all right. So this is, and I've already given this to my wife, so it's okay for me to show you. This is a sketch I got from Trish, Fornster, of my actual dogs. And I gave this to my wife for our anniversary, which is next month. Gave it to her a little early because it was so cool, I couldn't not do it. She said that she thinks Lucy looks angry. I said that's because Lucy always looks angry, but you know, it's fine. So this is the beer label art, the original art for the beer label. And Dawn Simpson gave it to me. I'm pretty excited about that.
Nice.
The beer was really tasty this year. I'm very picky on it every year. This might actually be, I think, my second or third favorite one. So, but I had it a draft. I haven't had it out of the can yet. That's going to be this weekend when I go to Sci-Fi Valley. I'm taking a case with me to try out.
Yeah, I have yet to get a couple of cans there, so.
This is a full page spread from Evil Ernie by Tommy Castillo that I bought. And I never noticed that he actually put the little Castillo symbol there under the altar, which was cool. I like Evil Ernie as a character. It's kind of a weird, like, sci-fi, horror-y, super punk rock superhero. So I thought this was a cool piece to have. And, I like that it was.
Actually, if you
Go ahead.
notice, it's not only on the altar, it's also on the demon's head there too. So.
Yeah. So it's very interesting. Like, I really dig it. Then I got this page out of Cyberforce that Tommy did as well. And then another Cyberforce page that Tommy had done that I just love this whole bottom corner. This looks so gruesome. I love it. Love it. This is a print by Mark Morales that my brother Dave Shield bought me. It's signed by Mark down here in the corner. It's a little dark, but you can't really see it. So now comes the awesome. So this is from DC Nightmare. I think that's what it's called, right?
Yeah,
Actually,
Waking Nightmare. Was it
okay.
Waking Nightmare?
No, it is Night Terrors.
Night
This is
Terrors,
from
okay.
Poison Ivy One. And I love it because it's got barbecue Batman. Because, like, he's wearing, like, I think when it gets colored, it's actually like a Hawaiian shirt, and cargo pants. And I love that he's wearing cargo pants because it would have the extra pockets because of the belt. But I just love the fact he's wearing the cowl too. It's just so funny. And Harley's face right here is just ridiculous. What's better than barbecue Batman, you say? Oh, come on. Don't wait. Come on. There it is. Car Wash Nightwing.
Is that the
So
penguin?
it is. Hold on.
Okay.
So that's the Penguin with his cat. And then I love this Batgirl riding the bike with Riddler thing going on down here. And you're just like, what the hell? I dig this page a lot. This is a page from Legion of Superheroes that has a Green Lantern in it. So I obviously had to buy it. That's from Wayne Foucher. This is a Ninja Turtles page by Dave Wachter from number issue 84, page 10, with Baxter Stockman and some Mousers. And I love, love, love Baxter, and I love these Mousers. And I think they looked awesome. So that's why I got that. That is a print of Stray that Vito did, that Scott McDaniel had the cover of that he had signed. I won that in the art auction. That's a Nightwing piece that Mark Morales did that I thought was awesome. Oops, stop sharing. The rest of the stuff I have is not in picture form. I have, let's see if. Oh, EKG in the chat, what's up? So I got this tribe hat from Todd Johnson and Larry Stroman. Pretty pumped about that. Bobby Lynn drew me, and he knows I'm a Great Lakes Avengers fan. Big Bertha. I got a signed copy of The Fairest of Them All by J. Scott Whitty, who's a horror writer. The tagline on this book says, "Will robots miss us when we're gone?" And it makes me think of, "Do androids dream of electric sheep?" I told him that, and he was like, "That's the best compliment anyone's ever given me." And I'm like, "I haven't even read the book yet. Calm down." I just have a couple more things. Nothing super crazy. So I got a signed Witchman by Tom Scioli, which is his new book. I got Sean Gabarin to sign my This Little Piggy. Garrett signed my bad girl number one from last year. Larry and Todd signed my tribe number one. You can see the gold. Trish signed my feral number one. And then Mark signed my Spider-Man Deadpool that I had. And then I submitted my showcase 22 and 23 and 24 to CBCS along with a Maria Wolf Thundercats and Cobra Commander foil variant that she signed for me. So we'll get those back in a couple of weeks and we'll talk about that too. So. What'd you get?
Let's see. Show off the sticker stuff here that we got. We got
Oh
this
yeah. I
from
got that too.
the
Yeah.
brother-in-law there. He was one of the volunteers, but he does a tribute band to Tool. He's the bass player, so he was handing these out. It's really cool, actually. It's double-sided, so that's nice. And then other mutual friend Tim was giving out his little stickers of his
KT, yep.
KT. So we
That's on
got
my
those.
laptop that I'm using right now, or else I would have
Yeah.
shown
Yeah.
that off.
I got some of my books done. Now, some of them were signed inside, so I'm not taking them out to show, but I had Howard Bender sign my America versus the Justice Society.
Woo!
Yeah, he signed that for me. I had Mr. Stroman signed my Wolverine number 44.
Nice.
Mr. Geiger signed my
Geiger.
it's Geiger signed
Yeah.
my Weapon X 79. He's actually said he's sending me. He's sending you art, but with it, he's sending me art as well. So I'm looking forward to when that package comes. Also, Sandy Plunkett signed my Weapon X because she did the Daredevil story in this. So those are all signed.
Nice.
I did have. Purchased one book this year from Moving Pictures since they were a
Yep.
late addition to our vendor. And I enjoyed him when he came to the waterfront when we had our outside waterfront show.
Rob's good people.
Yeah, he gave me, well, didn't give me, I purchased this from him X-Men 109, first appearance of Vindicator,
Nice.
first mention of Alpha Flight, partial Wolverine origin. I've been looking for this for my Wolverine collection, so I was like excited because it was not cheap, but he gave me like $75 off of it, so I am happy with that. And then I also got a Tommy Castillo page.
Nice.
He did this is from Sammy was telling me this is from his D he did a D&D book.
Oh,
So, or
nice.
D&D series. So this is like you could tell this is like a really like I don't know if it's a decaying dragon or just a gross looking dragon, but it's really cool images, really crisp.
Wonder if that was part of the DDP run.
Well, all it says is it's either page 9 or page 10. You couldn't tell because he marked both. He has page 10 up here in the very corner, and then he put page 9 down here on the bottom. So I actually have to find the book to see where it came from. But she gave me a good deal on this, so I was happy with that. And I am waiting for Maria. She is doing a blank cover. She is doing a Shadow Man for me. So I'll be looking
That's
forward
awesome.
to when I get
I'm
that.
looking forward to that. Yeah, I have two sketch covers coming. I have one from Robert Hack, and then I have one from, well, I have two from Geiger coming. Because I asked for one, and then he happened to get another one that worked out well, free from Todd as a second blank, and it worked out that I'm gonna get bookends Batman and Catwoman looking at
nice.
each other. So I'm excited for that. I just gotta figure out which wall I'm gonna put that on so it makes sense. Anyway. Yeah. So but man, did I have a good fucking time. Jesus. Like so good. Trying to think of some of the other stuff that I saw people getting. So yeah, shit. I was gonna do that. Talk for a minute. Vamp, vamp. I'm gonna try to pull some
Well, I want to thank
decent photos.
my kids, and I mean I have stepkids and then I have adoptive kids that we've taken care of in one way or another. They helped out big time this year. They all want to come back next year. So they helped out with the Pride Parade. They said they had a good time with the cosplayers. So I want to thank the Cosplay for a Cause because they looked after them. So because we know sometimes things happen, people get grabby and they kept an eye on them. So,
Yeah, that's
you
fair.
know, so I do like to thank those guys. What else? I thank Mr. Wayne. He's so much fun to talk to every year.
Wayne for
Especially,
show.
yep. Yeah, we had a deep discussion when I had that hour and a half time off during on Sunday. I spent most of my time talking to him.
Right. Wayne Fosho.
But everybody was in good spirits. It seemed like for those vendors who weren't there the last couple of years, were again shocked about our service on the floor of Red Shirt or myself. If we saw a booth that was empty, we stood there so nobody took your stuff. You know, and it's, you know, maybe we'll have to actually put like hand out like a flyer or something to them or
Right.
a sort like a sheet going, hey, if you need anything, grab Red Shirt or me, and we will gladly look after your stuff while you go to the bathroom, do a panel, grab something to eat, or if you want, send one of the Red Shirts down and grab you something. You know, it's, you know, we're there to help to make sure that they have a good time too, as well as make some cash. So
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm still pulling pictures, so like, and there's because there's a lot to go through.
Oh yeah. It's
Like
I've
Casey, holy
we
crap, the
were
Casey took a ton of photos.
yeah. Well, it was nice because I've been on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and everybody that we follow, the cosplay community, our Red Shirts, people who were just attendees. I have not seen a super negative any kind towards
I
our
didn't see
show.
anything negative, to be
Yeah.
honest.
Yeah. I mean,
Like,
there's always the little gripey things of, traffic was a pain, but I think that was more because Saturday was so busy, you know, and we politely, even like pre-weekend, said you might want to come early because you want to beat the traffic before the parade starts, before the art festival is in full swing, before the Kenny Chesney concert. I was like, it's you kind of have your only yourself to blame for not getting there as early as you possibly can, or get there later after the Pride Parade is over, which it was over by I think 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I was over like at one,
One.
one, one
So that,
thirty, yeah.
yeah. So that gives it plenty of time to come in early afternoon into the evening on Saturday. You could have found plenty of places to park, and the traffic shouldn't have been that bad. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. God, it's so hard to pick some of these photos. Jeez. All right, I think I'm through Saturday. Nope, never mind. Damn, there's so many good photos. So many good photos.
Yeah, but it's I'm glad, we were even missing some of our usual guests. Like, as far as vendors go, there are definitely a lot of newer vendors that, were not the usual. So,
Yeah, and that's very true.
yeah.
All right, let me skip over to Saturday and I'll or Sunday and I'll try to get, oh wait, let me get that one. Just trying to show off some of the cool stuff from the pictures that Casey took.
Oh, I should thank what? Big Phil.
Yeah.
He had a tremendous time. Like, he was in cahoots with Cody and
Yep. And Larry and
Mr.
Todd and
Sherman,
yep.
and that whole row was like a gang of thieves. It was they were Every time I walked by, they were just having the greatest time of their lives over there. So,
Right.
and also, thank Maria because she was busting her butt, and Josh Blaylock, doing his thing.
Yeah.
And our favorite werewolf writer for the delicious chocolate chip cookies he was handing out.
Hold on. I have all these people in my amount, my many, many things to show everybody. All
Well,
right.
I'm just
I've
thanking
downloaded a
him.
ton because I, oh my God, that's a lot. Jesus Christ. All right, here we go. Yes, I want to open 35 items. Yes. Okay, let me view
Computer
this
explode.
item. Ugh. All right. This may or may not. Oh, really? It's gonna make me do that for everything, isn't it? Shit. Okay, we're gonna show some of these in sideways form just because it's not letting me switch it over without it being some like switching the like converting the file cut type, right? Hold on, let me make sure I'm not losing anybody in the chat first here. Nope. Okay, cool. All right, so some furries, which is also good. Someone asked if we were all furry or if it was if we were just furry like furry safe. I was like, we're furry safe. Come on, safe space. Come on down, hang out. Come on, furries. You're good. I love this shot of our merch, and I don't know why. I just really love it.
It's a very artistic kind of
Yeah,
point of view.
yeah. Yeah, I really like that one a lot.
That's definitely one of those college course photography projects
Right?
of you make sure you get the close up in the front and all clear, then the back is,
Right? Whoever this dude was, I hope they won the contest because holy crap.
That is an impressive
That's a
homemade
great
beast
beast,
costume, yeah.
right? So the Spider Gwen is actually Commander Snips. I cannot remember who the Winter Soldier is there. But I know I've talked to them before. Let's see. Here's a full. I think that Winter Soldier's part of the cosplay for a cause group. I think this was the adult cosplay contest. Which you're wondering why there are so little. That's because most of them are at freaking Kalahari for Colossal Con. So there's Mads ringing people out. Hard at work, crushing it.
Yes.
There's Stay Puft hanging out in the back corner. The Justice League, the Pittsburgh Justice League is what they call themselves.
Yes.
So keeping the city safe with vengeance. The world's shortest Batman. Harrison is the world's shortest Batman. Pittsburgh Music Theater was hanging out, pushing Evil Dead the musical this year. That's Amber and their son. And I went to college with her and her husband. That show is amazing. You should go see it. Anime Night, that's Evan hanging out. They're a band that covers anime songs. And I gave them a merch booth because they were really cool and they let me set up at a couple events. And so I returned the favor and hopefully they made some money. this is the USS Solstice out of Greensburg, PA, bringing the full captain's bridge, which is really funny because Jeff, who is sitting in the chair, isn't the captain, but the guy to the left who is holding the phaser rifle is the captain. So, some people shopping, some cool stuff. It's Maggie on the left and Cash on the right. Maggie was in full black cat there. She put it back on Sunday too because Steve Geiger really wanted a photo because he reminded me that in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, the cat's name is Maggie, and he wanted to make that joke with her, and I was like, yeah, that should probably do that. And Cash wearing the deep.
I was behind him and I was half tempted to stick my fingers in his sides, like in
Oh, he'd have
the
loved it. He'd have
voice.
loved it.
Yeah.
So, on the left there is Angela Audling, and that's some of her books. Super Cats is on the right. You can kind of see that. If you remember when we had Caleb on the show, that was the book he wrote and she drew it. There's Howard Bender at his giant booth drawing people, which is
Yes.
awesome. Garrett Gunn, writer of Good Boy and Bad Girl, and his son doing stuff. Maria Wolf being crazy. That's Dennis's booth with Lycan and his friend from town that I can't remember her name. Debbie, I think her name is. Gary Morgan and his wife showing off some art. Yinza, the Pittsburgh luchador, hanging out at DP's booth. This is just one of the vendors in the back, like just showing us some other non-comic stuff that we have, like fun bucket hats that is full on a Super Nintendo and a regular Nintendo up there in the box.
Actually,
Those are deck
that's all
boxes.
four. Is that that's three of the major Nintendos? It's regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and the N64.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
And the organizer
Organizer.
box.
Wow.
Should get that for Tim. Shit. Whoops. This is one of the booths that had awesome like burned art into their wood. Like they're all
It's
like little
the
chest
D&D
boxes.
trays and the towers, yeah.
This is pretty awesome. That's just some girl looking at old school VHS. For the One Piece fans, this is just a cool shopping photo. Some people, look, Amber made it back in the room. She's back there. There's Todd in the back by
Talking,
mycomicshop.com.
yep.
Yeah, this is me and Sora and Brett, and also Chris Roop's daughter, Talia. Sora was really cold because the air conditioner, so she had a Captain America sweater or blanket on. It was a good time. I'm gonna go hang. I was gonna go hang out with them tomorrow, but that didn't work out. There's Todd and Jim Rugg with some awesome art, and yeah, Jim was only there Saturday, so if you missed it, sorry.
Yeah, I
But
almost bought
Tom
that Hulk
Scioli was
piece
there
off of
both
him.
days, so signing all kinds of Witchman and Fantastic Four Grand Design. So I forgot to buy a piece or some original art from Jim. I wanted to get some and I forgot about it. But I was busy. So there's
Like I
Dave
said, I
Wachter.
almost bought that Hulk off of him that was behind him there, the black and white from Grand
Oh,
Design.
nice. How much did he want for it?
I think it was like 150.
That's not bad at all. You should have done that. Why did you not do that?
I got too busy. I was running around too much on Saturday. Yes.
You were not busy enough to know that how much it was, so you were busy enough to buy it. So
Because I did talk to him, but it was
I did too.
then it was like, hey, we need help. But I'm like, shit, I gotta go.
Yeah, I talked to him for a little bit. It was a good time. So Justin Jordan, who we have not had back since 2019. It was good to have him back, selling some spread and other things. Matt Horak being fun. He's being very metal right there.
Was gonna say, I think he looks more angry.
Nah, he's just being metal. Robert Hack. So holding up some Sabrinas. He's done so much. He has another new Archie cover at least coming. This was the what are they called, like Afro Samurai comic something. So th this guy told me, so he was in the back, right? He told me that at the end of the show, he only had 20% of his stock left. So he had a really good show and he was in the very back row. So congrats, that's awesome. It was his first show ever, so that was also cool. And then the guys talking to them are the guys that I mentioned that I did a video or a radio show at IUP. That's Dr. Panucci and his son. His son happens to be one of my fraternity brothers at IUP. But he has a radio show. He's in the English department. He's really cool. He's a big supporter of the show. And he somehow got a full poster on his fridge. And I was like, what? Where'd you get that? And he's like, oh, SCG had it. And I just took it. I was like, I'll just bring you an extra next time. He's like, okay. I may just bring him some for his classrooms. This is also that back row again.
I said,
Yeah,
I
there were
talked
some
to a
good guys.
lot of these people on the floor, and a lot of them said they went from okay to we really did very, very well.
Yeah,
You know, it
Sunday I
was,
think they did a lot better. Yeah. So this is pretty cool. So we have the man himself, Ron Frenz, in the middle. On the left is his brother Randall, who wrote S Superman and a couple other things with him. And on the right is Randall's son. I think his name's Justin. So this was kind of cool. Ron had a busy weekend. There were people there the whole time. Thought it was fun to see him. Oh, that's my last photo of this. Wait, yep. Last photo of this dump. I can do some Sunday if people want to see some Sunday. But you're gonna have to give me a minute to go through them and download a bunch.
Yeah, but
So
no, like I said, it's this, like, was it the first year we were in David L was the big show, like the best show we ever had, pretty much, right?
yeah.
Yeah, but this was close. This had that feel like that first year, not despair, not trying to crap on last year's show, but
Well, so I
the
feel
felt
like,
it felt more positive. Everybody was a little bit more jovial. Like you said, even Todd was in a better mood and a lot happier. And that makes a heck of a lot of difference in a show, is the vibes that people are giving off. And this show definitely gave off a vibe of people were in good moods, they were having a good time, We didn't have any incidents of anybody doing anything, nefarious, no theft,
Yeah, we didn't have that this
no
year.
sexual
I didn't even think about
harassment
that.
type crap, and I was very, very happy about that. A little disappointed. I wouldn't have minded, getting a little bit of action, but that's my own personal thing. But I'm glad there were no issues. Even Todd, like I told you last night when we were talking, it was like Todd was like, there was really no problems with his show, and he was kind of disappointed that there were no problems for him to fix. And I told him, I'm like, well, that's what you, me, and Scott are for, is to take care of those problems so you don't have to deal with it. And he's like, yeah, but I'm a problem fixer and I gotta fix problems. And I'm like, well,
But
I was
no,
like,
he's a problem maker.
but
I can't even tell you that, like, how ridiculous it was at one point. Wow, there's a lot of Todd in these photos. How ridiculous it was to be like he was like, I walked behind the ticket booth toward the end of the night, and he was about to like grab all the cash and like take it and count it from one guy.
Scott was telling me
I was
about
just
that
like,
today.
what do you think you're doing? And he's like, oh, I'm just taking this to do this other thing. I'm like, no. I'm like, I know exactly what's what. You can't, please do not mess with this. And he's like, okay. And I was like, put it back. Get out of my booth. Get out. So, yeah, hold on. I'm getting there.
Yeah,
A lot of I'm
so
trying to find some that don't have Todd in them. So,
but the drink and draw was fun. I think everybody enjoyed that. Was that they Sammy did an excellent job of being, Sammy and being creative with the drink and draw,
I'm gonna be right back. I gotta run downstairs. So just keep talking about it. I can hear
Okay.
you. So you're good.
And for those who like, are you usually involved in a drink and draw in other shows? We did it a little bit different this year because Sammy was in charge. She basically said, usually they let you draw whatever you want, and then whoever draws the best wins. And she basically said, well, that's not what we're going to do. She's like, I'm going to give you the subject and you have to figure out the best way to draw them and, improvise and use your noodle a little bit, not just not just have a really good drawing, but perspectives and how you get all the little details that she gave you as the subject to put in this. For example, my table it was me, my wife, my stepson, and his girlfriend, and she all gave us ridiculous scenarios. Mine was Batman was playing cards with the Cheshire Cat on a ship, and Batman was cheating. So how do you draw something like that? Well, it was a bit of a challenge, and I haven't drawn in a long time. But I showed her, and she had to chuckle, and she's like, that was a unique perspective. And she's like, that's a great use of trying to put everything you can in there. I wish I would have had a little bit more time because I was definitely rusty, but it was a great time. Dawn Simpson was collecting money for Ed's family, Ed Pisker's family, which I don't know how much he gathered, but I'm sure it was a little bit of cash. But Bill's Burgers, again, excellent hosts. My only gripe is I wish that back room was bigger. The food was excellent. The beer selection, if you weren't drinking the con beer, there was plenty of other alcohol sitting there waiting for you. But the food was excellent. I had their their ultimate cheeseburger, which was like a double patty with all the cheese on it. but
It
everybody had a
was.
good time. Yeah.
Oh, to answer your question, I'm pretty sure that he raised around $500,
Well,
I
awesome.
think.
Awesome. That's great. That's great.
I
You
agree.
know.
Yeah. And, while he asked for, people to wear pirates hats in solidarity, I was like, well, I'm just gonna wear mine because I like the pirates
Yeah.
as well.
Yeah. I like the Pirates, but right now I'm angry with them, so I'm not going to do that. I did wear a Steeler hat though, so I did show off my Pittsburgh pride.
You're
But
fine.
I also did not want to cover, if you
Oh, yeah.
notice, I for the folks who did not see, I do have purple mohawk going on here, so I don't know
So
if
good.
anybody. Yeah, I will have to get it trimmed up though, so I could actually spike it.
It's okay. I think at some point we're just going to start referring to you as the modern brony, because they have like that kind of like mo
Yeah.
that kind of mohawk.
Oh God.
Oh,
But
you
I'm
were
not.
unaware? I'm sorry.
Yes, because I follow My Little Pony so, you
Hey,
know,
I don't
closely.
know. I didn't know you if you were a brony or not.
Yes. Like Chip is a Transformer Brony. Yeah. I don't know what would you call someone obsessed with Transformers? What would there be? Thing.
I don't know what that actually would be. All right, so
Grease monkey or something.
no. So, oh yeah, big shout out to Bill's Burgers though. That they were awesome. Their staff was great.
Yes.
The food was awesome. Everything about it was awesome.
Our waitress
Larry,
worked.
thank you.
Our waitress worked freaking miracle. Like there was like the one waitress, she was juggling the entire night and she kept it all. She was writing it down, but she was also keeping it in her head exactly whose order was what, whose separate check was what, and she was on the ball. So she was super
Damn.
impressive. So yeah. Oh, the Ben Grimm.
Yeah. So, this is, yeah. Like I actually thought I grabbed one of the other ones. There's one where he's striking a sexy pose, and I was like, "Oh, a sexy thing."
Yeah, too bad he didn't show up until super late on Sunday.
Right. There's Maggie as MJ, which was I think her final one. Oh, the furries again. So this was Scarecrow Chris's Samael. And that thing has, I believe, a Guinness Book of World Records for the longest wingspan. It's crazy. It's crazy. And that's Jeremiah in the red shirt. He was running our panel room. He did great with that. He's also my co-host for Cosplay Karaoke, if you ever go. And then beside that is a different Jill. She runs the cosplay repair, and it's called Cosplay. It's like Monster Lab cosplay, I think.
Yeah,
So,
Monster Labs.
they're great people. And that one's in there again. I wanted to put this Moon Knight in there because it was awesome. Here is an Andorian hanging out at the ship, which is weird because Andorians were not really part of Starfleet back then, but whatever. Here's part of the kids' costume parade. With an awesome Miraculous right there. I know for a fact that as they were walking through, I heard at least three people yell spots on. It's pretty nice. Yeah. Beast again. That one again. Sorry, I think some of these got mixed up. There's a so on the right is Commander Snips, and in the middle there is Nikki Lee as Harley. She loves this Harley. She even brought the big foam bazooka. It was awesome. Some more kids costume cost test stuff. Todd and Mike McCone. proof that he was here. But him and his wife, I believe, slash manager,
Manager.
they had never been to downtown Pittsburgh. They'd only ever been to Monroeville. So I asked them what they thought of the city after they walked through the city to get dinner, and they were like, "This place is gorgeous. Like, this is awesome." And they were looking for
He
ice
was
cream, and we found them out.
very busy. He was very, very busy, you know. So busy I couldn't get like to even like get to talk to him or anything, because he's done some incredible Wolverines. So it's a shame I didn't get to BS with him like I did some of the others, but you know, maybe if he comes back next year.
Maybe not next year, but we definitely will have him
But
back. He
in the
was really
future,
in
yeah.
the future. He was great. There's Todd with Franco, who did Itty Bitty Hellboy, Itty Bitty Titans, bunch of other stuff, some Superman. Yeah,
Larfleeze.
he did a lot of stuff. Franco's a good dude. He also runs Aw Yeah Comics in New York. So there's Steve Geiger and his daughter. That's Scarlett. She's really cute. She got huge. Damn. Last time I saw her, she was a baby baby. There's Todd, two Todds and a Larry. Todd Johnson, Todd McDevitt, and Larry Stroman. With all versions of the tribe, both hats and shirts that were for sale. It was a good time. They were great, great guests. Josh Blaylock being hungover.
You had to put
Oh yeah,
that
I mean, he's never gonna watch this, and if he does, he's gonna be like, "Yeah, you're right." So there's Bruce, Spidey Bruce, who did a couple panels for us. The Spidey and Me panels. He's a good guy. I like Bruce a lot. That might be it. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. There's gonna be more. I'm gonna do a giant photo dump at some point, but yeah. But it's a good time. Cool. Well, thank you again for everybody who came out. It was awesome. Load-in was also easy. If you're a vendor that wants to know what it's like, it was a super easy load-in. It was a super easy load-out. Everybody was out by, like, we wouldn't let anybody on the dock till 4:45, and everybody was out of the building by 8 o'clock. And then I just stood around and talked to the DLC staff for about an hour. But also, yeah, shout out to those guys. They were great too. The concessions were awesome. I think having that bar there was like a big extra awesome part. Like, I think a lot of people took advantage of that. The line was never super long. The food was pretty good. It was a little better than last year, because last year it was like sometimes it kind of got like lamp burnt. But I think they changed how they did stuff this year.
I think they got to improve on the pizza a little bit. If you're going to charge that kind of price for pizza, I want it bigger than my, you know, bigger than this.
It was bigger than that. That was like, there were like four slices that big. So I want it to be
I
more than
must
a
have got the
12
small
inch.
one then. I must have gotten the small one, because mine was like, ugh.
I want it to be a I want it to be a 12 inch,
It's
bigger
at
than a
least got to
12
be the
inch.
size of old school Pizza Hut when you got the mini pan
Yeah, the personal
pizzas for the
pans. It was
wreath.
bigger than that. Not by much.
No, I
Although
was
the
going to
per
say.
wait, but the personal pans were thick crust. This was thin crust, so that might be why.
So technically, you got probably more food in you.
Our boys from Riserverse in the comments said, "Thanks for making a great show and overall painless experience." Absolutely, that's what we strive for. Even the convention center people were like, "There's a reason why they gave our event coordinator us, because we are so easy to work with, and the show went without a hitch." Like, there was very few. Like, the only thing I had to say was like, "Hey, can we get a mic for announcements?" That was literally it. So,
We did have some chair issues, but that was, you know.
we worked that out.
That happens, you know. There's always going to be a snafu here and there. Nothing goes 100% to plan. But I think we, like I said, the crew that we had was very veteran,
Yeah.
so that helps out a ton.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good time. Like, I think everybody had a really good time. I think everybody really, just had a blast, made some money, at least hopefully made some money.
Yeah.
It was a good time. I think I again, I don't think any I don't think I've heard a single person say, like, complain, like, "Oh God, it was so hard to get down here," or, "Oh, it's so hard to park." Like I didn't hear any of that at all. So my guess is that it was a lot easier than people thought it was going to be, which is awesome.
It's either that or the ones that naysay didn't come down, which is fine with us. We don't need that kind of
What are you talking about? They all parked over at the Acushear and went to Kenny Chesney. That's where they were at. They were complaining because they had to pay $80 over there to park instead of
yeah.
the 25 or whatever it was in the convention
It was
center.
15, I think. I
So,
think 15 was
well,
the most
Sunday
expensive.
was 15.
Yeah.
All day Sunday was 15. All day Saturday, I think, was 30. So
That's still not
$45
bad.
for 2 days, not terrible. So,
Yeah. Not the best, you know. Could they do
ah,
better? Yeah, but, you know, again,
Grant
compared.
calling out troublemakers in the chat. This chat's blowing up for the first time in a long time. Holy crap. So maybe we should keep rolling for a little bit, see if there's a throwdown. So
Come on, name drop the troublemakers in there, and we'll write them down for next year.
oh no, man. Like, I don't even know who my money would be on. They're all pretty equally badass people. So what do you think, Bertha? Well, I don't know. So it's gonna be Riserverse versus Comicsburg here shortly. It's gonna be crazy.
I'll just bring my lightsaber next time, and whoever gives me trouble, I'm gonna go smack them with this
There
and
you
be
go.
like, behave. Whack. And then when they start yelling, it's like, hey, this works with my dog, so I'm just gonna whack you. And
There you go. I mean, that's what I do, but now they're all like, "Oh, hey, oh, you're in here. Oh, hey, this is really funny." No showdown, just fun.
Yeah.
Although I may have to make that video someday if we ever have them both at the store at the same time for, like, signings.
Oh
Like,
my.
it'll be like the ending part of the intro to X-Men Animated, where it's like one team over here and the other team over there running at each other. Like, that'd be awesome. So,
I would just have Josh Carl in his arrow outfit with his foam arrows shooting at both of the teams.
listen,
Because he was
he did that, and I was like, "Josh, you can't have
yeah,
projectiles." And he just went, "What are you talking about?" And he kept trying to put it back, and he's like, "Fuck it, won't go back. Damn it." It's really, really funny. So, but again, in all seriousness, like, thank you everybody who came out. Thank you for everybody that was part of it. It meant a lot to all of us, especially me, Justin, Scott, and Todd, for the whole year. We planned this thing for a good part of 11 and a half months. Like, we usually, like, no joke, like tomorrow I start working on next year. Like, actually, I take it back. Yesterday I started working on next year because I had to work out all of the people who prepaid. So I've already started working on next year.
And I've started like going through all the stuff that we're keeping and getting rid of for next year for signage and making sure we have all it in one place and all that fun shit.
If
So,
anyone has any constructive criticism, like,
yeah.
"Hey, this could use better signage," or, "Hey, can you make this clearer on the map," or something like that, like, we will take that criticism all day long and absolutely work on it. But
I
we're
think
not
my
gonna take,
biggest
like, but if you're gonna be like, "Oh, you need to bring in wrestlers," or, "You should move your show," please don't, because we're not moving the show. And the chances of us bringing in wrestlers who have not written a comic book, and I will say it like that, are very slim.
Or Pitts, they have Pittsburgh
Or
ties.
have
They
Pittsburgh
wear pit
ties.
ties.
Like, I would absolutely love to have Britt Baker just coming and hanging out. Like, and I think she'd have a lot of fun at our show.
And we'd love to have Mick Foley. Like we had him in the mills, and that was a huge success. And I think he would have had a heck of a time at our show shopping around, because he is just one of those guys that likes to do different things. I could see him like sitting there looking at the D&D stuff going, "I want that." And he'd probably buy out the table or whatnot. So, you
I
know.
mean, remember, like, there's other people like Jerry Lawler and CM Punk and a couple other guys that wrote stuff. Although I don't think Punk's doing anything anymore for a while. But,
No.
oh, geez, the chat has now turned. Everybody's now friends again. It's weird. Good job, guys. I love both you. Your groups, you're awesome. I do, though. I really do. I think they're both great groups. So, yeah, so we will see everybody on the show next week, back on Thursdays next week.
Yes.
Don't forget that
Back.
we have the $3 blowout preview day is next Wednesday from 12 to 5 in Elwood City. And then we have our the weekend after that is the warehouse sale, and then the last weekend of the month is the last Saturday of the month is the customer appreciation sale, lots of stuff on sale. And the $3 blowout in Elwood, $3 stock that we basically keep to cons, and then some other stuff that we're just gonna blow out all for $3 each in the old store, because the old store is going away like the end of the month. It's disappearing, it's gone. Vamoose. Oof. Yeah, it's always great to see everybody. It's always great. Like, this was the family reunion I looked forward to this year, and I consider all of you guys my family. And I'm just glad everybody had a good time. And I got a lot of congratulations, I got a lot of handshakes, I got a lot of hugs. It's great. It was great. Even guys that we kind of razzed a bit, like Jenna and Harry, we kind of razzed them a little bit on the staff, just because we like to. Harry's was mostly about joining my music fraternity, because he should. But Jenna was just because she would make a kind of a bit of a intense comment, and we would just fire back with something to bounce it back, to dial it down, to diffuse the situation. And we're like, hey, dial it down. It's all good. So cool. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for being on. If you're down in Altoona at Sci-Fi Valley this weekend, I will see you down there. Me and Mike, one of our guys that was on the staff, will be down there, as well as my buddy Tim, who lives down there as part of the 501st. We're going to crash at his house and blow up his old school Nintendo. It's going to be great. And by
I
blow it
will
up, I
be
mean, we're going to play it all night until it probably burns to the ground.
taking a break. I got a pet sit. I have to pet sit. That's the thing. It's the wife is doing a thing this weekend, so I will be
Is
pet
she going with
sitting.
Joe somewhere?
I think she's doing a girls' night type thing.
Oh,
So,
cool. Nice.
yep.
My,
Usually has to do with a certain edible product.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough.
So.
So my wife went to my mother-in-law's during the show, because it was my mother-in-law's 70th birthday. So and sat on Sunday. Oh, hell yeah, Marvin, time for Acolyte. Hell yeah. And I got to catch up on Doctor Who, Grey's Anatomy, and Star Trek Discovery, because that's almost over. But anyway, so last Sunday, we're at the show, and I get this text from my mother-in-law, because she got my gift. So I got her a mug that says, "My son-in-law is my favorite child," right? So she sent me, "To my favorite son-in-law, thank you for the gift. I loved it." And I said, "To my favorite mother-in-law, something like to my favorite mother-in-law, I really appreciate you. Happy birthday," that kind of stuff. So getting points with the mother-in-law, it's great. At some point, I think she actually may like me more than she likes her own kids, but whatever.
Be careful now. You don't want to,
I know,
next
fighting
podcast, you'll
words.
be
I
doing it
know, I
from the
know.
street. Be like,
Right.
yeah, hey guys, I'm doing the podcast from the street corner here in downtown Pittsburgh.
No, won't be that bad.
No, you do it from one of the stores. You'll be like, I'm here down in the waterfront because my wife kicked me out and I'm going to be sleeping upstairs.
I'd be like, this was Justin's office. Now it's my bedroom. Like,
I'll be like, I made you a cot out of magic cards. It's
sweet.
okay.
I mean, like, it's so comfy. It's so comfy.
Be
Just be
like,
like a bear.
oh,
Be like a bear rolling around
paper
on it.
cuts, paper cuts.
Oh, right. So, all right, guys. Thanks again so much for watching. Make sure you like, share, comment, get a couple other people to talk about stuff. But like, I had so much fun. It was great seeing everybody. I can't tell you how much I appreciate everything that you guys did to help us make it be great for everybody that came. I mean, I saw people that I only see once a year at the show. It was great. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I would totally have a Woo Brew, except that Todd never gave me any. So I literally just emailed him earlier and I said, can you please put a case of Woo Brew in the van before Thursday morning? I will make it disappear while I'm in Altoona. But a cigar, on the other hand, that's probably happening tomorrow anyway, because I'm off. So, all right. Have a great night, guys. It's great seeing everybody. It's great palling around with guys. Thanks for everybody who came out to the show. It really was good. From the bottom of our hearts, we really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to next year already. So
Yes.
I already have an idea of who I want to poke for guests. Weirdly, two of them have the same first name. So anyway, I will leave it at that. Mysteries. Diddly-doo, 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 diddly-doo. It's like Wayne's World. See, this is me being tired. All right. Have a great night, guys. We'll see you next week on our regular time on Thursday at 8. Thanks again so much.